Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with Dr. Jan Yeager, a longtime 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She joined us right out of junior high. Dr. Jan Yeager, the author of How to Self-Publish Your Book, among more than three dozen other books, most of which were also published in other languages besides English. She's helping us understand about how to become self-published. Jan, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the years.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, going back to my
Hang on, Jan. I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. Very simply, drjanyager.com.
And, folks, one of the things Jan's helping us with, she's got 12 ways. We know, I'm going to get to all of them. 12 ways to think about how to publish your book, to get your book published, whether you do it or somebody else does it. But I just want to help set the table here, Jan, because, folks, the future of your business being relevant to customers in an age where all these digital companies are pulling the attention away from you is they're not thought leaders on an individual basis like you can be for your customers. You're a human being who can be a thought leader that will cause them to want to stick with you much more than if some company they don't know, some faceless company they don't know. A book can help you be that thought leader. Jan, I'm proud of my books, but what I love doing, when people come to visit me in my office, I love autographing them and letting them leave with one of my books. That makes an impression on them if they never read the book, Jan.
Oh, I totally agree. And so number eight is expanding. A book helps a small business to expand your sphere of influence because people will contact you. Every book you write must have your contact information. It's interesting because my new book, How to Self-Publish Your Book, I've gotten many requests and I've actually done speaking engagements at libraries. And I'll say to the libraries, how did you find me? And they'll say, well, the library bought your book and right in the book it says how to contact you.
Right, right.
Now, it may sound simplistic, but there are authors who write and publish books, and they forget to put their contact information.
Or they don't put. Listen, I see books here that don't even have the bio of the author, or they don't put the picture of you. You must put your face, your picture on the book. I don't like them on the front so much.
Well, my self-published book, which actually, it does have my picture.
Yes, they always do.
I didn't realize it did.
Your beautiful face is right there on the back of them.
I'll never change.
Of course.
So now number 12, I'm jumping around, but we'll go back to some of the earlier ones. Number 12 is that your book can become the basis of teaching an online or in-person course, mm-hmm. or getting speaking engagements, which once again is a way that your small business will stand out from the competition.
Even if it's just to the local Rotary Club and Chamber of Commerce or whatever, folks, again, if I could just say one thing over and over again to small business owners, Jan, don't wonder if you're going to make $1 million off of your book. What you should be thinking about is, how can this help me be a thought leader? If your business is how you go to market, you go to market with books. I go to market with books. The average small business owner will never go to market with books, but they go to market with their HVAC services or their electrical products or whatever, or their groceries or whatever. The thought leadership, the book is a way of getting that whatever they do to market in a better way.
Oh, I totally agree. Number six is a little bit more erudite. It's a way of passing on your knowledge and creating a legacy. In fact, it's interesting. I don't want to give away what this person's writing about, but someone I know is writing a biography of a famous business founder. Mm-hmm. And one of the resources that he's using is that resource founder's autobiography.
Right.
So he or she, to keep it anonymous, was smart enough to create that material so for time immemorial, people don't even have to just read articles about what someone said.
Mm-hmm.
You, as the business owner, are putting it out there. It could be an autobiography. It could be a biography. It could be a nonfiction book. Whatever you choose to do, it could be one of the great short little books, One Minute Manager.
And from that standpoint, Jan, don't worry about how long it's going to be. Just let the words come out of you. Let the thoughts come out of you. Let the ideas come out of you. Let the experiences, the lessons, the wisdom, just let it come out of you. We'll sort it out later and put it back together. What do you think?
Right. But let's switch just for
quickly.
A moment.
I got about 30 seconds.
Some of the nuts and bolts.
I got 30 seconds. Quickly.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Make sure that your words are proofread, are edited.
Got to have
because
it.
Because you are the thought leader, but you are not the proofreader or the editor, and the book
got to
stand. It's got to be professionally up to standards.
You can't edit your own stuff, folks. You just can't do it.
And
nobody can.
Guidelines are just follow how to self-publish your book, Jan Yeager.
That's it.
You'll
you can find it wherever
all
books are sold.
Right and on the road.
Hey, Jan, good job. Come back soon.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Dr. Jan Yeager, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.